You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from It and the new Nancy Drew film, actress Sophia Lillis. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
So I was hanging out with my girl Ellen the other day, and she was telling me about the new movie she's producing with Nancy. She was so excited, and she was really happy with it. Big fan of yours. So this is such a cool project. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you from originally?
Brooklyn, New York.
Nice. Where's the accent?
I know. It comes out sometimes, though. I try to suppress it, but
that's one of the coolest accents,
yeah,
and you suppress it? Come on. How'd you get into acting?
I just thought it was a fun thing to do as a kid. I don't really have good grammar, especially as a kid. It sounded like I had kind of, that English was my second language. It was kind of bad.
Really?
So I
thought, well, this is great for acting.
Yeah, I know. And I was also very shy against it with people my own age. So
right.
acting classes kind of helped me open up a little bit.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah, it did.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Now, were you familiar or a fan of Nancy Drew and the mysteries?
Well, I've heard about Nancy Drew. I knew about Nancy Drew, but I never read any of the books.
Yeah, because it was a little before. When I was a kid, it was a little before that. So the movie is actually called Nancy Drew in the Hidden Staircase.
Yes.
Which sounds cool.
Yeah.
So where's the staircase at?
It's in a haunted house. It's based off the second book of Nancy Drew.
And what's the premise? What's the plot?
It's how she kind of adjusts into this new town after her mother's death, which is kind of the whole backstory of Nancy Drew.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And
I thought she was a detective or something.
She is. It's actually kind of an origin story of Nancy Drew.
Okay.
It's how she solved this mystery with this haunted house. And
right.
Along the way, she, you know, makes new friends and finds that she really loves solving mysteries.
Right. She's a sleuth.
Yeah.
And are you skating in the film?
I am.
You do your own skating?
No. Yeah, a little bit.
Are we talking roller or ice?
No, I skateboard.
Oh, skateboard, neither.
Neither.
Wow, you're popping ollies and stuff. Wow. Well, that's kind of cool. Did you have to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Is Brooklyn do they have a big skateboarding community out there?
They have a little.
Seems like there's no room.
Yeah.
Very California thing. Where does it take place?
It takes place modern day.
No location specifically?
It's in this place. It's called River Heights.
Got it. Like a fictitious town.
Yeah.
Fake town. Got it. And you're also going to be in the new movie Gretel and Hansel, right?
Yes, I am.
Busy these days. Good for you. What can you tell us about that?
It's another horror film.
Ooh.
Of sorts.
So you're good at scaring people.
Yep.
Wait, would Nancy Drew be horror? I thought that was more mystery sort of.
Nancy Drew is definitely a 180 from the stuff that I usually do. It's definitely for, you know, younger kids
right.
instead of, you know, all this horror and gore that I'm used to doing.
So what other horror and gore, in case we're not familiar, like what?
Well, like It.
Right.
And It too, that's coming out. And,
right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that definitely. Yeah.
And the Sharp Objects, I was a younger version of Amy Adams.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, that's such great casting right there, too. Yeah, I guess you got the spooky thing down.
I do.
Good for you. It's fun, though, right?
It is. It is fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So are you still based out of the New York area, or are you out here in LA now?
No, I'm still in New York.
So you're still in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. So for auditions and stuff, it just happens out there?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's been working. All right. And what can you tell me about It Chapter 2? I know it takes place later this year, but this one takes place many years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else can you tell me?
Well, it's about the us kind of grown up. So all the adults are going to be playing us, and we're kind of in it as a flashbacks. But
oh, cool!
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to see how they do it.
Right. You get to judge them. Where did you guys shoot that movie at?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice. Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
So cool. So cool. And how does school factor into all this? What grade are you supposed to be in?
I am a junior.
Oh, so you're a junior. Okay. Almost out of there.
Yep.
Did you attend a regular school prior? Or?
I still do.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. So you get to kind of have homecoming and all that stuff if you want it.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess when you're there, right? What do your fellow students think about?
They're fine with it. They don't really care.
They don't trip?
Yeah. I actually go to the school. I just transferred into this new school now where it's specifically for kids who work. So everyone
like a creative
there,
arts sort of type
yeah,
school.
Yeah, everyone
it.
Is like acting, singing, dancing. Right. There are a lot of equestrians there, which are was very surprising to
me. Like with horses?
Horse people.
But there's horse people. Yeah. So you got like singers and dancers and horse people.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I guess that's entertainment.
Yeah.
So you seem to be really busy. What do you do for fun when you're just hanging out?
That's pretty much.
It's kind of fun to make movies.
Sure, yeah.
Make money. That's kind of cool.
I try to kind of immerse myself in different hobbies. For instance, I like to draw. Not great at it, but I love doing it.
You like to draw. I noticed you used your left hand. Are you left-handed?
I am a lefty.
Oh, southpaw. Yeah. Nice. What else do you like to do?
I like to... Oh, boy. I like to just watch shows.
What TV shows are you watching right now? What was the last thing you binge-watched?
Oh, man. There was Umbrella Academy that was on Netflix that was really good.
Ooh, what was that about?
It's based off a comic that's... Man, I don't know how to put it into words. It's kind of like...
It made an impact, I see.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, it did.
That's all right. It's not a quiz.
It's like these... there was like these kid superheroes, but grown up now. And
okay.
It's like kind nice. Of their troubles that they're going with being back together. And yeah, it's good.
It's
I
good.
Really liked
okay.
it.
Okay.
Also, there was Dairy Girls, which came out, which was amazing, which I loved. It's about girls from Dairy.
Got it.
Yeah.
That one you knew right off the bat.
Yeah.
You have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a twin brother.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Nice. So it's just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
What's he into?
He tried acting. He, it's not his cup of tea.
He didn't like it too much? Yeah.
But he's very, very smart. He is a smart person. He is so different on so many levels. He's very organized.
Right.
He's very social. He really nice. Likes the acting industry. He
sure.
likes, he maybe he could be like a agent or a manager. Or
right, or producer or
a
something.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm over here casting and playing around. Well, mom's
exactly.
done a good job, seems like, right now. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Awesome. Oh, boy.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. I haven't listened. I only listen to like soundtracks and podcasts and stuff like that.
You listen to any music?
No, I'm not. I love music. Like, I was a big fan of the B-52s for a little bit. I was a big fan
B-52s?
Of B-52s?
That's like an 80s routine.
Yeah. Cranberries and such like that. But
what are you, 16?
I am 17 now.
You're 17, excuse me. 17.
No,
still,
fine,
that was
no
way
worry.
Before your time, though. Nice. Okay, all right. Also, I get it.
Yeah.
Word you like the most?
Oh shoot. I don't know. I say I don't know a lot. I didn't know that's more of a phrase, but...
you go with a phrase.
Yeah.
I say I don't know often myself, because I actually don't know, but...
Let's see. Maybe. I say maybe a
maybe,
lot. I kind
maybe.
Of do like those stuttering words that you say in the middle of sentences.
You like a script.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve.
Ooh, biggest pet peeve. I hate when people blow in, like, when they have, like, some like when they need a tissue... And they are just gonna
like this,
it. Especially
like that.
I'm on the subway a lot, and when I go to
you see crazy
school,
things on the subway, right?
Oh yes, you.
I mean, I only see them on like on Instagram, but people well because they post all this crazy stuff on the subway. They go there with crazy animals. They're like clipping their toenails, and they're just like disgusting crazy stuff. People have no shame on the subway.
No shame, and
right?
It's a good and bad thing, you know. It's good. Sometimes for me, I don't really have to care what I do on the subway.
Right,
but
right.
At the same time, I care what everyone else does on the subway.
And character research.
Exactly, yeah.
There it goes. Favorite Bill Murray movie?
Oh, you guys know I know I love Bill Murray. Yeah, it's not a secret.
Who doesn't love Bill Murray?
Exactly. He does so many things. Like What About Bob, The Man You Knew Too Little, Caddyshack, Lost in Translation. So many I can list.
Okay,
I mean,
but What About Bob came out first. You know which one I love, too, is Rushmore. He wasn't...
I love Rushmore.
I love Rushmore.
I love Wes Anderson, too.
Yes, it was on TV the other day.
Oh, really?
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, I didn't have a celebrity crush growing up.
You just like the dude that worked at Starbucks, or what?
No, I was just... I was really out of it. Like, I had...
Really?
I still don't
know.
You
like a Bieber fan, or it wasn't like...
No.
No,
I wasn't
or,
into that kind of stuff.
The Jonas Brothers or anything? Nah,
no.
Not into that. You don't strike me as that. You like the B-52s.
I like the B-52s.
Hey, Bill Murray. Are you really 42? Just look really, really young?
I get that a lot.
All right. Next actress you want to play the younger version of?
Oh man, whenever someone asks me like, hey, what do you usually like say, like, who do you look like, who can be like a younger version of, it's always like get picked as like redheads, even though I'm not a redhead naturally.
I could see that though.
Like, jeez, I have no idea. I'm not really good with names, so what do I look like? Do I look like
Amy Adams? I thought was really good.
Amy Adams,
maybe
too.
That was good. Like maybe a young Jessica Chastain too. Another redhead.
Uh-huh.
Love her. Great actress though. You're right. Those two are good. I like those two.
I like those
off
two.
The top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those were already picked for me, so I don't really have any other.
Right. Right. Exactly. I'm not doing a very good job as a casting director right here. I got to work on that. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
Keep killing it.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew in The Hidden Staircase is out now in theaters. You can follow her on Instagram at Sophia Lillis. Hopefully you start posting stuff from Subways.
Sure.
Thanks for coming in, honey.
Yep. On
with Mario Lopez.